You're inside my Fix-It-Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today, we're taking you out of the house and into the backyard. We're getting all decked out from postal to cap rail. And to help you get a little extra muscle into your Fix-It-Up work, we're giving away a Red Ripper to one lucky fan. So take a break from your hectic Fix-It-Up Life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours. It's all happening next on my Fix-It-Up Life.
Portions of My Fix-It-Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Welcome to My Fix-It-Up Life. I just want to keep going with the music here. I'm all set.
You're a Jay-Z fan?
I just felt it. It just came in there, and I'm good.
Well, I'm good, too. And you're back inside My Fix-It-Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
That made me remarkably relaxed.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised by how relaxed I am by all, like, yeah. Well,
wow,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Oh. That's cool.
All right, I'm amping it back up, though.
Well, you know what? New York, we have New York News.
We do have New York news.
Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting live from New York in a few weeks. A
couple weeks from some fancy hotel. I actually don't know the hotel.
I don't remember.
But our friends at Stanley have invited us to share their new tool introduction.
Oh, they're going to do some new tool introductions in New York City in a few weeks, and we're going to get to broadcast live from there and talk about all the new hot tools.
Absolutely. This is going to be a cool show. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
That's June 17th.
Totally.
Yeah.
And today we're talking deck safety, and we're getting all decked out with our Ecto projects.
Getting decked out. We got all kinds of outdoor stuff going on.
We do.
Yeah. It's a big, big deal around our shack. We're getting ready to do our pergatola.
Our pergatola, which
Let's break it down. Pergatola is, and it... What did you say about that earlier? Our friends from Popular Mechanics?
Oh, our friends from Popular Mechanics suggested that we should trademark it because it's such a good idea. And, well.
So if you're out on Wikipedia right now or you're searching My Fix-It-Up Life for pergatola, you're not going to find it.
No, you're not. It's a new, it's an original idea from Mark.
It's a Markism.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's a gate fence pergola detail for our side yard that combines structural and design elements from a pergola.
Mm-hmm.
A gate.
Mm-hmm.
A pagoda.
Mm-hmm.
And something else that has a law in it. Pergola, I guess.
You already said that.
Yeah, I already said that.
But that's cool.
Pergatola.
We're going to be writing and photographing it for...
Professional Deck Builder Magazine.
Yes.
In fact, Andy's mad at me. It's a little late.
It is. Well, we've, you know, been a little busy. Sorry, Andy. It'll come to you soon.
It will. We're getting there, I promise.
We are.
It looks like we're going to make it, much like our pergola, out of Western Red Cedar.
Yes. And Professional Deck Builder Magazine is a great resource for anyone looking for deck trends or information about deck projects.
Oh, if you're a deck builder, you got to get this thing, and it's free.
Yes, it is. Well, it's free if you're a professional, and then you can go online to their website and check out past articles and everything.
Yep. And
we've both contributed to the magazine, too.
We have. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Deckmagazine.com is where that is.
Totally.
Yeah. So, and they're associated to a degree with NADRA, the North American Deck and Railing Association.
Totally.
And NADRA, if you're a homeowner, for example, looking for a deck builder, looking for deck information, or are looking for a deck safety checklist here in Deck Safety Month, check out NADRA.org.
And there's a link from our website to the deck safety checklist, too. So you can just search online at myfixituplife.com, and you can find it. It's a really important resource.
Yes. The newly redesigned, relaunched My Fix It Up Life, I might add, my wife, Teresa, the talent and the skill and just the instinct she has. If you're seeing it on the screen, she probably did it. Unbelievable.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, you absolutely deserve it. In fact, I'm going to give you a big round of applause.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, I'm excited because it's easier to find the how-to information that you need about your projects in your life. So you can search by project, by product, and you can even see video and listen to past shows, too.
Yes, and you can find out stuff about me.
Yeah, you can find stuff out about Mark and our kids, too.
And our kids.
Definitely. They have blogs on our website.
They do. Mm-hmm. Jack gets a little help with his. Lexi gets a little less help with hers.
Yes. Well, Lexi's turning 9 this weekend.
Killing me.
Yeah.
We have a date planned.
Well, she doesn't know it yet, but they have a daddy-daughter date that, you know, they're going to do some special things together, which is just so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go see Shrek.
Yeah. Well, she's not listening right now.
No. But she's in school.
Thank goodness. Yeah. But, yeah, so they're going to do a surprise daddy-daughter date, which is totally awesome.
Yeah, one of the things that happens in a fix-it-up life is sometimes you get too busy doing the porch or the lawn or the whatever, and you forget to spend real time with your kids. So
We spend time with them, but it's usually based in home improvement world. Doing something that Lexi really wants to do is important to her. And speaking of daddies and daughters, my dad's birthday is this weekend, too.
Big one for him, too.
76.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Grandpa Buzz.
Yeah. Very good.
So that is good stuff.
And on today's show, we have a really cool special guest, an expert. A dexpert,
if you will,
mm-hmm.
And such a nice guy. You can't even believe the decks this guy builds. You're gonna check out his website. I think he's PeachtreeDecksAndPorches.com. I encourage you to go there just because you are going to be blown out of the water when what you see there is called a deck.
I'm dying to say this. He's built more than $30 million worth of decks and porches.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of money.
That's a big deal. And no joke, he's whacking them out 80 G's at a pop for a deck.
Yeah.
And he's an extraordinary carpenter and remodeler.
Well, he's also a contributing editor, Professional Deck Builder Magazine.
Me too. In fact, I tell him what to do.
And he serves on a number of alternative decking and railing manufacturers' advisory staffs. And he's a member of NADRA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's also a Southern guy.
And he also likes Mark.
Yeah. Yes, he does. And
he's
I like him.
He's a nice
man. Oh, I'm psyched to talk to him. What a good guy.
And we have a cool tool ready to give away today, the Red Ripper from Roofer's World.
That's why I'm wearing a red shirt.
Oh, see, I didn't wear red today.
I didn't think of that until I was sitting here looking at it and noticing.
But the Red Ripper is a totally cool tool that we're going to be using on our roof project. And you've used in the past, too. You wrote an article about it for HGTVPro.com.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And the Red Ripper is designed as a shingle removal tool.
But you can also remove sheet goods.
Like if you're stripping a linoleum floor, mm-hmm. or linoleum, I shouldn't say that, but some kind of vinyl sheet, mm-hmm. and that quarter-inch plywood subfloor underneath with a billion nails in it, it's going after that. And siding is not, it's going to leave no stone unturned there.
Yeah, Mark is currently looking for someone's siding he can rip off with his Red Ripper.
Yeah, it's true. If you've got a siding,
our neighbors,
come
beware, because he might start red ripping off your siding just to see how it works, because he's like totally fired up about it.
But then
the other cool news, too, from Roofer's World, just found out yesterday that they got a totally new product in.
I love tools.
Mm-hmm.
I just love tools. Yeah, they've got a new remodeling roofing demolition tool called Little Red.
Which Lexi and I would call like the baby version. Mommy version and the baby version.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But there's no baby about it.
No, it's for detail stuff. So ripping off shingles around a roof penetration like a plumbing vent,
mm-hmm.
or working on a dormer,
mm-hmm.
or working right up next to a piece of flashing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see already that there's a million and one applications for this. We just have to find them.
And guess who's going to get the first one in North America?
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, he's raising his hand.
It's us.
We're
my Fix It Up Life.
Totally.
From Roofer's World. And, we're fired up.
Well, and I think it's about time to take a break.
I know it's about time to take a break.
All right, let's take a break. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Tick-tock, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from RoofersWorld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit RoofersWorld.com. Welcome back, Nation. You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa at Fix It Up Fine Time.
We are at Fix It Up Fines, and, you know, I was sleuthing around. Were you sleuthing around?
I sleuthed.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think I got in trouble. I was sleuthing around in the neighbor's backyard. I'm not supposed to be there.
You know our neighbor's backyard, Sal? Gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's been working, like, usually in the neighborhood, if there's, like, you can hear tools in use, they think it's our house.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, our neighbor Sal has been going crazy building stuff in his garden.
He's trying to keep Peter Cottontail out of there. That's what he's doing. He's building like a...
I'm sorry. I had to Peter Cottontail.
That's the nursery rhymes. I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's been very busy.
Industrious.
I found him, but that's not my official Fix It Up Fine.
Would you like to go first as further congratulations for the newly redesigned, relaunched My Fix It Up Lifetime?
I would like to go first.
Well, please
How do you know that I like that?
Who doesn't?
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to talk about is something local to us, and it's about Philadelphia, and that I read earlier this week that the mayor announced that the winner to the coolest block contest, which is a pretty cool thing, and he also announced that he signed legislation aimed at helping Philadelphia become the greenest city in America, which I think is pretty cool.
I'm so behind that, I can't describe it.
And I read that the new law requires installation of energy-efficient reflective roofs or green roofs on all new, no, and low-slope roofs throughout the city. So that's pretty cool.
Huge in the heat island effect. That's another huge thing to lower our demand of fossil fuels for that kind of stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, and the block that won, they get some cool stuff. They all get an energy audit, which is really a cool thing.
Yes.
And they get some reflective cool roof coating.
Very good.
They get Dow sealants and insulation products, too. And they also get a party.
We're going.
I think the party is quite nice, too.
I think we're going to that. Whether or not they want us to broadcast live, we're going.
I would love to go to that party.
Let's get Nutter on the phone.
Do you know what street it was? What street won it, do you know?
It was Market Street. No. Wolf Street. You don't know Wolf Street?
JT, get Nutter on the phone.
I will. I'm on it.
I'm sure the mayor of Philadelphia is waiting for a call.
Okay, coming up
right
in a
now.
Minute, we'll be talking to Mayor Nutter from Philadelphia about the coolest block contest. But I have another thing I want to talk about.
What?
Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
No, I want you to go because I'm going to write down a note to call Mayor Nutter.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm writing it down right now.
Why don't you just text him? Send him a TXT. So... one thing that's really important to me in the world of home improvement, and Mark has heard me talk about this probably 100 million times, is knowing that you're hiring a good remodeler or good contractor to work on your house. Because it's, like, as important, I think, as knowing that the person who's taking care of your kids is a good person.
Without a doubt. It's hugely important, and you hear the same story every time, you know, which is important.
It is important.
Check the references and so forth, but where are you going with this?
Well, NAHB has a checklist, and the NAHB is the National Association of Home Builders, and they have a checklist on their website, NAHB.org, and you search checklist for hiring a builder or remodeler, and they have the standard things that you look for.
Yeah, check the references, that sort of deal.
But there's some really good things in here that we talk about sometimes too, which is to be cautious of unusually low priced bids. So if you get bids from a bunch of different contractors and three is a good number to try to get and one is ridiculously low, well, they might not know what they're doing. They might not have listened to what you were asking about. They might be planning on charging you for a lot of things at the end of the project.
Hitting you up with the change order, the, oh, geez, I didn't know.
So be careful about something that's completely off the mark.
Well, this is good for when I get on my industry soapbox. And all of us at the remodeling show and JLC Live, we spend a lot of time talking about this. We're professional people. just because we're wearing tool pouches and drive fun trucks doesn't mean it doesn't take real business people, real craftspeople, just like a lawyer or a doctor or an Indian chief, to be able to do what we do. And there are a lot of guys who deserve the meathead moniker, but not all of us.
No, that's true.
It's kind of like
you know, working on your house, you do what you're comfortable with and what you have experience with. You know, it's like you can take, you know, aspirin or whatever for a headache at home, but you're not going to perform your own surgery on yourself.
That's right.
So
exactly
it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a profession just like anything else.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. That's great.
So, yeah, the checklist is a really good thing to have in your pocket when you're looking around to try to figure out who you're going to hire to come into your home and be around your family.
Yes, because you raised the other point. You're buying trust.
You totally are.
I've got to stop now because
we're going to go into a 90-minute presentation, basically. So can you tell me fast what your fix-it-up fast finds are, Mark?
My fast fix-it-up finds are one I found on Facebook, if I could alliterate a little bit more.
You found on Facebook?
I found it on Facebook, and it alliterates yet more. It's from MitchumMan.com.
Oh, that's hot.
Mitchum Man is antiperspirant and deodorant products.
Mm-hmm.
Parent company.
I'm a big fan of men using those products, by the way. Big fan.
And Revlon is the parent company for Mitchum Man, or Mitchum deodorants. It's the green stuff in the grocery store. But they're having a contest right now for the hardest working person in America. I guess it's going to be Guy because it's in association with their new Smart Solid men's deodorant antiperspirant. And you make a quick video of yourself doing your job, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win, you get two things. One, you get 100 Gs.
Really, like $100,000 or 100 Gs?
Not
like
100 letter Gs.
Yeah, our son.
$100,000.
Yeah, totally.
And they will also make a film about you by legendary filmmaker Albert Maysles, who I don't know who he is.
Well, you're not a film guy.
I guess not.
No.
Anyway, second prize is awesome, too, $20,000. Third prize, $5,000 and a gold bar of Mitchum deodorant.
Gold bar?
Yeah, I think it's a gold bar. Like gold.
That's a weird prize.
But anyway,
I'll stick with the 100 Gs.
You can find out about the product at MitchumMan.com, but you can find out about the contest. I can only find it on Facebook. So you dig around on Facebook for that.
Well, that's pretty cool. How about one more, hon, and then we're going to have to go to break.
I got one more.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, smart, and effective solution for a guy like me who may or may not have locked his keys in his car more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Running. Anyway, if you have a receiver hitch on your vehicle, there is an accessory you can buy called HitchSafe. Their website is hitchsafe.com, and basically what it is an insert, and you can put keys, credit cards, money in this insert and stick it into the receiver hitch and lock it. It's a combination lock.
That is so cool.
Kind of works like one of those realtor lockbox
things. Like the master lock.
Master, exactly. It's the same kind of thing. That's how you do the combination.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great.
That's so cool.
And you don't have to be a Johnny Contractor. If you take your car to the beach or go camping and go for a run like I do in the woods, you don't have to bring your stuff with you. You just have to remember the combination.
And he does go for runs in the woods frequently.
Can't wait for the jump training show. That's a whole different one.
Yeah, I don't think we have time for that right now, but we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Life. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and for everyone else out there besides Mark who's out there boogieing,
I'm going to stand up for the rest
of
the show.
As I like to say, getting their boogie on.
I'm standing up for the rest of the show.
You want me to play the song again for you?
Would you not do that? It's probably not good for me.
I would request no.
All right.
Because, yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable about that.
Not me.
Yeah. I might start sending you to Lexi's dance class.
I need to
Miss
go to
Casey
that.
Miss Casey needs to teach you how to dance, I think.
No one can teach this.
Or unteach you some
unteach
of those
it.
Things.
Yes.
Well, we have a question we want to answer.
Yes, we do. We have several questions we want to answer. Why are we here?
No, we
Is
actually
there a God?
Have...
What's
we have
the singularity?
We have a question from
Can you explain
from a fan,
theory?
Mark, it's okay. Actually about fixing things.
Home improvement.
Totally.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Do you want me to read the question?
You read the question. I will know the answer.
And we'll do TikTok until, like, you can answer it.
Well, first of all...
Give you 30 seconds on the clock to answer the question.
Yeah. Hey, TikTok on the old clockerino. We played a Carpenter's Notebook ad prior to this segment. And I just want to remind our listeners, the nation, that we're doing a giveaway for Father's Day.
We are...
You will laugh. You will cry.
Mark...
Sorry.
Anyway, the question is, I have a steel railing I need to remove from my front stoop. Problem is that the posts are set in concrete. My plan is to use a reciprocating saw and cut the posts, which are solid steel about 1 inch thick. My question is this the best way to go? And that's from Walt.
From Walt. Do we have a location on Walt?
Ambler.
Ambler, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. That's our town. He must know us.
Maybe he does, dear.
Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't.
We're having a focusing problem today.
Yeah.
Did we drink too much coffee?
We didn't drink enough coffee.
There's some kind of chemical thing going on around here.
It's the music. I'm just feeling it.
I think we're going to have more somber music on from now on.
So the question is, can I cut steel tube or solid steel post railings with
a
reciprocating saw?
Yes.
My answer to that is, if you are very young and you have a lot of money for recip saw blades, because if you might finish in your lifetime doing it that way.
What would you recommend, Mark?
A reciprocating saw can cut steel, but it does take a long time. And because he's on a concrete stoop, as he runs the blade flush across the concrete, it's going to dull the teeth. So it's going to take forever. It would work, but what I would do is get an angle grinder and a metal cutting wheel, and that will take care of it in very short order, one, because those wheels and the RPMs on an angle grinder are designed for cutting steel. Secondly, he'll be able to grind the steel flush with the concrete slab so that there will be no burrs and stuff sticking up.
That's a really good thing.
Yeah. So what I always do when I have some kind of oddball kind of cutting thing like that is I get a bunch of cutting wheels for the angle grinder. And this is a tool that you'll use, by the way. We should do a whole angle grinder show.
Well, yeah, angle grinder, you can use that to cope, too, right?
You can use it to cope,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely can use it to cope molding. You can use it to cut, you can use it to sand,
mm-hmm.
So a lot of paint removal kind of stuff. It's an extremely aggressive tool, though. So you're pointing down at. What are
no,
you doing?
No. We have another question that I think that we should answer.
Oh, we have another question. Oh, that's what this means?
Well, can you put your mic back in the mic stand, Mark?
Sure, I'd love to.
He's trying to be like Bob Barker from The Price is Right, I think.
Oh, no, this isn't long
enough. And it's unnerving to me a little bit, and I'm a little distracted by the whole thing, so.
So she's making weird hand motions.
The thing about our relationship is that my husband, Mark, can't.
Here's where I
actually
fail somehow.
Like, nonverbal cute, they don't work. They
oh,
just don't
my God.
Work.
Yes.
There is no nonverbal communication.
I've seen her look at the horizon and say, look at that dime I see on the ground.
No.
So let's go easy on the nonverbal
cues. Nonverbal cues don't work with Mark. Which I think that, you know, probably in your youth you would have liked a little bit more to have, because girls probably were into you. You probably passed a lot of hotties over for that.
But I got to you, didn't I?
I know. So I guess it's a good thing.
Guess they work well enough.
They work well enough. Anyway, so we have a question from Lauren.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Lauren is asking, I'm building a new deck. Well,
okay.
She's remodeling one, she says. But it's 18 feet wide, and she doesn't want any support posts in the center under the beam. And she spoke to several contractors. She's at the mercy of what they tell her. So she wants to know, can it be done, and what she should be asking the contractors to.
This is a great one.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, you can do it. It is possible to do it, but it depends on how much money you have to spend on that and how much it's worth you, you know, price-wise versus benefit of what you're going to do
that's
under
right.
the deck.
The cost-benefit.
The cost-benefit analysis.
Well, there's a couple things going on here, and without taking it too far down the road with detail, if you want to span, what'd she say, 16 or 18 feet?
18 feet, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to span 18 feet, you cannot do that with what's called conventional framing lumber. 2x10s, 2x12s, that kind of thing that you can just buy at anywhere. You need what's called engineered lumber, and that engineered has two references there. One, it's engineered because it's a man-made or a factory-made product.
Mm-hmm.
And words you want your contractor to be able to tell you without you asking are phrases like glulam or PSL, which are these super heavy and super heavy-duty beams that can allow you to remove the center posts.
Yeah, super heavy, too. So you need a couple of people working on the deck, too.
Yes, that's the other side
of
the coin.
So if it's a guy in a truck, you probably want to say, is anyone going to be helping you with that?
Yeah, they weigh hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
So I remember watching Holmes and his crew hoist
Mike
one up.
Mike Holmes from Holmes on Holmes.
And there were 10 guys lifting that thing up. It was huge.
Yeah.
But 18 feet, you're going to want something that's like 5.5 inches wide or 6.5 inches wide. I think I'm going to go with 5.5, but 16 inches deep.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you may have to get a piece of equipment on your job site. You'll probably have to have engineered posts as well.
Well, and equipment on the job site also means that your lawn might get a little bit mangled, too.
That's
so be
right.
prepared for that. So if the guys come into your house talking to you about the project aren't talking about that, then that's something, that's a red flag.
And the other thing, too, is like Teresa said earlier about that checklist, if you get some remarkably low bid, that guy doesn't know what he's doing.
He might not know. He might not understand the project, too.
Yeah.
He might not, you know, there might be a communication problem. Yeah.
And without a doubt, the way to build a safe deck here, without a question, is to pull a permit.
Totally.
So whether you do it as a homeowner or the contractor does it.
So if you have a question about your fix-it-up projects at your house, email us at info@myfixitiiplife.com or post a message on Facebook, and just like Lauren, we might answer your question on the show.
You can even call us here at the station at 610-701-9243.
Definitely. And we'll be back
with more
My Fix-It-Up Life.
Remember, but it's alright, alright, today.
Did you know that melanoma skin cancer is the most frequent cancer found in women aged 25 to 29? I didn't know either until my sister-in-law was diagnosed. With the help of her children, family, and friends, she fought the disease and worked hard to educate her community about melanoma. She was not able to see that the legacy of her work led to more than $150,000 raised for melanoma research, and that at least 8 lives have been saved by early detection. She lost her battle with melanoma at age 38. The National Cancer Institute estimates that there will be more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer by the end of this year, and that every hour one person dies from melanoma. The good news is that melanoma is preventable and treatable if you use sunscreen with SPF 15 or greater, and always get any new spots on your skin checked by a dermatologist. Don't wait. Late-stage melanoma rarely responds to therapy. Brought to you by the Melanoma Information Network. To learn more, visit the Melanoma Information Network on Facebook today.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week, or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Between the commercial hijinks, you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And our friend, JT.
Yes.
Hi, Vermolly.
He has the most ridiculous voices, seriously.
And we have...
a special guest on the line today.
You know what? It's going to be like one of those, my PHL 17. It's going to be a very special guest.
What? Very,
yeah, did you ever see those shows like Dawson's Creek? It's always, we're here with a very fresh, tender...
a very special edition of My Fix-It-Up Life.
Is Bobby on the line? Because can I talk to someone sane, please, Bobby?
I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Can you save me from this?
I don't know if I can help you with him.
Okay.
And just think, I think Bobby's a friend of mine.
I know that, too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bobby, we were talking about you earlier, and honest to goodness, you are like a preeminent deck builder in the whole country, if not the whole world. And we're glad you took time out of your schedule to join us.
Well, I appreciate you having me on as a guest, and I think you're way too good on me on some of your descriptions, but I'll take whatever you want to say that's good.
Well, I want to ask, are you working on a project right now, and can we have it? Oh, sorry.
We could have something like it. Yeah, we always have two or three projects going at the same time. So.
What are you working on right now?
Yeah,
what's the just biggest blown out of the water one you got?
Yeah.
Right now, not real big. We have one big watertight deck that's actually it's going to have a slate floor on the deck. We're using a little grid system on it, so it's pretty neat and different. And a finished area below, so it's a real big deck. And then we have a fairly large porch that has a fireplace going in it and an Ipe hardwood floor. Mm. And we do a lot of trim on it, so they'll both be really nice-looking jobs.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So and nice. Your trim guys are just through the roof good. I mean.
Yeah, we kind of focus on a niche down here that's kind of in the mid to higher-end market, so we get to do some pretty interesting projects. We're pretty lucky in that regard.
So what's the most interesting, like, you know, that would just knock Mark's socks off if he saw it?
Yeah, and I might leave while you tell this story.
He'll probably hate you at the end of your story, but that's okay.
Well, through the years, I've had a few that were probably more interesting than I would like them to be, but we've done some decks that were 28 feet in the air. We've done commercial projects that were approaching $350,000, and then I even got myself into building this huge boathouse pavilion out in a lake one time, which I pulled up one morning to it, and I saw all these piers sticking out of the lake, and I was thinking, what have I got myself into now? But it was one of those things that we worked through. So.
Wow.
Wow.
What, did a pile driving company come and set the piers for you?
Yeah, we went out and laid it out. They actually lowered the lake, the water level down. We got up there and laid it out, and I kept people on the site, and they bored with this big crane and auger. They literally bored 5-foot holes that were 20 feet deep. They poured 5 foot of concrete to begin with rebar, and then they inserted a rebar cage, and they put these huge telephone poles, kind of like what you see on the coast where you have some, you know, raised buildings, and they set those and locked them in with concrete, and we took a water line from the spillway, which was a long ways off, and we shot that two or three different times because the first level, this was two levels, had to be a certain distance off the water line, so it was interesting. It was, you know, we kind of worked our way through it. It's one of those jobs that
I was just doing that this weekend.
Well, it's just like when you were building docks in Cape Cod, right, honey? When you were like
that was the same thing as the docks we built in Cape Cod. that was exactly it.
It was the same thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I totally know what you're talking about.
Not really.
Not so much. Oh, that's awesome.
That is so good.
But let's bring it back down to earth, Bobby, and, you know, ask one of the main questions that you, as well, I guess us, as deck builders, deal with a lot, which is deck safety.
Yes.
You know, there are you're going to have to correct me on these numbers, but I think there are about 40 million decks in the U.S., and about 20 million of them aren't up to code.
You know, I don't really know the numbers, but that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, because a lot of them, a deck is a fairly new architectural feature. They're only about 40 years old, and some of them are just nailed to the side of the house.
Yeah, it's one of those projects people don't like to, you know, get a permit for, too.
Yeah, a lot of homeowner.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, if you bought a house that's got some deck that's slapped up there. You know, Bobby, what should a homeowner be looking for to make sure their deck, and I say one more thing, if you've ever seen a photograph or a video of a deck coming down, it will make your hair fall out of your head. So it's horrifying. So what are the kinds of things that homeowners should be looking for to ensure their deck is not going to come plunging off the side of their house?
Well, some things they may be able to actually see, and sometimes it might actually be better to hire a private inspector to come take a look. But, I mean, some of the obvious things you may and take a look at it and see if your deck has been flashed, see if there's any flashing that went up behind the siding and back down underneath the deck, and that would protect the attachment, because if you don't, even if you're bolted up properly over time, rot is created and it softens up and compromises the attachment.
Right.
You can look for, to make sure that your house band where the deck actually interfaces with the house is bolted up. You should see some large heads, either round, which would be carriage, or some kind of hex head, just to know, and there should be a fairly tight spacing on those.
Mm-hmm.
There should be joist hangers, which are just basically just hardware that creates a saddle for the joist where it attaches to the house and actually out on the other end. One of the things that I see a lot of that are real problems are, especially on older decks, is you can start to see a space where the joist actually meets the house. It's kind of pulled away, and especially on the older ones where they may not have used a ledge or they just toenailed it, that's a real potential problem there.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, and I see the same thing actually to the worst case. I've probably seen three of these just in the last 4 or 5 months, where a lot of the builder decks will have a double outer edge band, and then the joists are tied into that. And I've seen where those literally start pulling away and up to where you can see a half inch of space in between. So you know the connection there is not good. So one of the biggest problems I see really, and this covers a whole line of things, is just basically improper framing connections.
Mm. Wow. Half inch, so it's just hanging by the nails.
Well, I mean, they call you because they know it needs to be replaced. I'm not sure they know that it's to the extent it is. And the truth is, it's because, you know, the reason people use decks, it's going to create situations where a lot of people congregate. And when those people are there, it imposes these loads that, you know, that test those kinds of problems. And a lot of people have them and may not realize it because they don't really ever get a lot of people out there. But there's a lot of real accidents out there waiting to happen, really.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the saddest part of it, too, is that, you know, when you get a lot of people out there, you're having a good time, you're having your friends over, you're having a party,
yeah.
And that's when the load is just too much.
Yeah.
And that's when...
And you read about it.
How heartbreaking it is. How heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's the wedding reception. It's mm-hmm. the kid's birthday party. It's the graduation.
Yeah.
You got 4 million people out there, and it falls down. Now, if you had a social life like, say, mine,
you wouldn't have a problem. You could just
scotch tape some toothpicks together.
Because usually, you know, like Mark and his case of beer are just totally fine.
I won't be able to say anything for a while because I'm under a bus.
That's too funny.
So let's switch from...
Let's get into something a little bit more upbeat.
But no, seriously, though, the deck safety, mm-hmm. You really should have your deck inspected. And you call a real deck builder, a real remodeler who knows the codes. They're not going to come out and try to sell you a new deck. At least they shouldn't. They should come out and say, here's what's code, here's what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make your own decision. Does that sound about right, Bobby?
It does. Because, I mean, truth is, when a lot of these older decks were built, I think there was a real genuine effort to probably build these properly. But, you know, just like anything else, more is known now about what's proper and where the problems were, and a lot of decks built 20 years ago just aren't even close to code. I will say this, that there is a pretty easy way for customers to go online to the Nodra site, and they can download a deck safety checklist, which I think will really give them a guide to go by. It really explains everything, you know, down to the looking at your stringers and if they're wobbly, if they're overcut or overnotched, and, you know, if your rails are loose. So there's, you know, if you go to the Nodra site, there's a good list that customers could benefit from.
And that's nadra.org.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we learn so much over time with building things. It's just like lead safety and asbestos and all the other things we learn as we're going forward. So it's really important to keep up to date with what we know now.
The first deck I built was made out of framing lumber, not even pressure treated. I'm thinking about it now. There wasn't a joist hanger within 100 miles of that place. Yeah, I'm sure that's doing pretty well right now.
Okay, that's good for your resume. So everybody want to hire us now?
I know about deck codes. You nail it all off. That's fine.
So, Bobby, you're in a higher-end market, but I want to know, you know, what are your customers asking for? Like, what kinds of decking materials and you know, what are the top things that they're asking for from you?
Well, you know, this is the Internet age, so a lot of consumers can get a lot of information and, you know, enough to ask reasonable questions. But most of the customers I'm dealing with are really looking for something that's low maintenance. They've had that wood deck before. So, you know, pressure treated doesn't perform real well here in the Southeast. And most of them want to have something low maintenance. They're just kind of overwhelmed with all the options, and they don't really know what's out there that may or may not work, you know. So what I try to do is just explain to them the options that I really think are good performers, and those are the kind of products that we really try to form. So people are looking for, you know, quality, they're looking for low maintenance, they're also looking for a good price.
Now, in the real wood market for decking materials, what would you recommend as something that's low maintenance for someone looking for a new deck?
Well, I honestly don't know of an actual wood that's low maintenance, but there is a wood out there that's a proven true performer, and that would be all the Brazilian hardwoods, which are, you know, include the Ipe and the Kumarus and the Garapas and Tigerwood. There's a whole family of those materials that look great when they're oiled. They're definitely something that will last and not give you the problems that pine gives us here.
Right.
But they're not low maintenance in terms of holding color. And then I know there are other products maybe in the western climates, you know, including cedar and redwood, that may be, you know, heavily used in those areas and performs better. It just doesn't really perform well here.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I see exactly what you're talking about.
Well, then on the other side of that for composites, what do you usually go for a low maintenance product?
Well, there's basically, in my view, a different category of alternative decking altogether. In the composites, you know, there's the pines, the cedars, the hardwoods, and then there's the composites, which, you know, there's almost an endless list of manufacturers and options there, which is a mixture of recycled plastic and wood flower. And those products are improved. There's some pros and cons, but the products that I really like and that I really believe in is kind of in a different category, and it's more of a PVC or a capstock product. And those products do much better in terms of performing and resisting scratching, scuffing, and staining.
And when you say capstock, Bobby, you're talking about a composite core that's wrapped in a PVC kind of outer shell, as it were?
Yeah, they have some different technologies, and there's even different capstock technologies. But, yeah, some of them are inner core. There's one that we use that we really like. It does actually have a composite inner core, and it's basically the same material that would be ran as a composite and have a finish on it, but instead it's encapsulated. I mean, it truly is capped with this very durable outer coating.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of testing goes into all this because they got to, you know, kind of fast forward and see what's going to perform. And then there's some other products that are more of a kind of a foam PVC base with a cap stock as well. And one of the biggest breakthroughs that we're seeing now is the ability to provide that type of performing product with these really good-looking finishes that really look close to hardwoods. I mean, I show customers some of the photos that we have, and they really think it is wood. And pretty impressive, but it's taken us 20 years to get there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there are big changes over the last 20 years in that alternative decking market. You're right. Wow. Wow. So what about guardrails and stuff like that? Now it used to be you just had, you know, 4x4 posts and some pickets in between, and
oh,
there you go.
There's so many different things that are out there that you can get, too. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how good a deck can really look these days.
You gotta go on Bobby's website, by the way. And Bobby, expect your server to shut down from the amount of thousands and billions of hits you're going to get.
And that's PeachtreeDecksAndPorches.com. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You should see smoke pouring out of your computer right now.
I'll take a look in a minute. I'll turn my computer off. There are a lot of options. I mean, there's still some, you know, again, there's different levels and different niches within the decking market, and, you know, there's ways to do some nice, you know, clean craftsmanship on some wooden rails. We tend to use a lot of products where we're incorporating either aluminum panels or galvanized panels that are powder coated. We do a lot of aluminum balusters. One of the places that creates a lot of issues on the deck is the actual wood top cap. It tends down here, at least the sun moves it around, it cracks and fills up. So we use PVC as a rail cap. It's not really a PVC deck board. It's an actual PVC trim board that builders would use for different ways.
Oh, yeah, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
We do a lot of mixed rail systems, really, but we're not necessarily using any manufacturer's components. We use... we may mix wood, we may mix the PVC and these metals, but there are some very nice manufacturers' alternative railing kits out there. But it's overwhelming again to contractors and homeowners on which route to go because there's just so much to pick from.
It's true, it's true. Well, at least Alpharetta, Georgia, in the Atlanta area, has you to do it for them.
And I'm glad that you share all of that with us and in the articles that you help with at Professional Deck Builder Magazine and everywhere else,
too. And are we going to see you at Deck Expo in Baltimore this year?
Yes, sir. I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome. Yeah. And that will be the next time we'll get to hang out.
So don't forget to check out Bobby's website at PeachtreeDecksAndPorches.com to find out some information about some really cool high-end decks that he's building down there. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Tick-tock, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from RoofersWorld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit RoofersWorld.com.
Fix It Up Live with Mark and Teresa. I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
Hi, Mark.
And we're Red Rippin'.
We are. We're going to give away a cool tool.
Yeah, we are. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But I saw you dashing off a note.
Well, I was just remembering during break that...
Yes.
You've been talking to a producer...
Yes, yes.
...about a new program that, you know, they're sort of considering you to be on as a judge.
Oh, I would love to judge other people's work mercilessly.
Because when we watch all of the DIY, HGTV kinds of shows, there's some shows where you're out of your mind. You're like, why are they doing it that way? And then other shows, you're like, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
So you are a good judge. Well, you're good, like, couch judge.
Well, hey, I've been there, done that. I know when someone's missing a detail, and I know when someone's taken 12 steps to do something it takes two.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we're going to be, well, the program, I didn't think I even mentioned the name of the program. It's DIY Dominator. And it's going to start airing, I think, pretty soon on the DIY Network.
Yeah, when I was talking with Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hope you're listening. When I was talking with Scott, he said they already shot the pilot. And the host of the show is someone we're talking with
forthcoming. In just a couple weeks.
Perhaps you've seen him. Perhaps you can see his personality from space. It's Chris Grundy from Cool Tools.
Yeah, we actually got to interview him live and in person at the Builders Show in Las Vegas back in January, and he was out of his mind.
Oh, the guy is just – his energy is real. Like, that's not made up for the show.
Oh, no. He is out of his mind. So him hosting this program, it should be pretty high energy and pretty fun.
Oh, it'll be high energy, and it'll be – he'll be just – just great, because it's a competition-based show.
Yes.
So what you have contests doing certain trades.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris will be out there. I'm sure he's just going to be getting right in these guys' cages, too, trying to rattle them a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
There's rough carpentry. There's decking. There's trim.
And I think that you can apply to be on the program, too. I don't remember the website, but I'll find it out so that you can apply to be a contestant on the program as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. There's still time.
But I want to give away the Red Ripper, hun.
Let's get to it.
Okay. The Red Ripper comes to us from roofersworld.com, which is a cool website.
It is a very cool website for roofing-related tools and accessories.
And we found our winner on Facebook, actually.
We did find our winner on Facebook, or he found us, really.
Well, yeah, I guess he found us on Facebook. And it's Robert Shea. You won the Red Ripper. He wrote in to us, and he had, like, he's been commenting on a lot of different posts on Facebook recently.
Yeah.
One of them was the Red Ripper giveaway post.
Okay.
And then other one that you really, you know, were crazy about. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, I think so, because it means a lot to us.
Okay.
And Robert Shea is a remodeler, actually, coincidentally, and from Massachusetts, near where I grew up. And he says, I think you guys are doing a great thing in trying to inform others in the process of doing remodeling. Not everyone can pick up a hammer or saw and start remodeling. Good remodelers are a special breed. It takes many years to become a skilled craftsman. And I've been remodeling and building since the age of 16. I'll be 60 this year and still learning. So, I mean, what I love about that is that he gives credence to his own craft, to our craft.
Well, and the reason why he won the Red Ripper is that he said that he bought one, and it developed legs, and it walked away. So he needs to replace that Red Ripper that he already got. So that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you, Roofers World, and thank you, Robert Shea. One good turn deserves another, and if nobody says thank you to you for being out there and trying as hard as you do, we do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about our shows that are coming up.
I was just going to ask you to talk about our shows coming up.
Oh, we are so in sync.
I was getting ready.
We did that this morning, I think, at breakfast, and Lexi, our 8-year-old, said jinx to us because we were saying the same things at the same time. I think we spend a little bit too much time together.
That's just pure love, baby. Just pure love.
It's all about the love. That's why we hold hands while we do the radio show. No, we don't.
O-M-G.
Well, on next week's show, we have a very fit licensed contractor, Jason Cameron, joining us on the program. He's going to be talking about Desperate Landscapes. And he's also on Man Caves as well. And he's been on Sex and the City, Guiding Light, in All My Children, too.
Rock on, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to ask him what he does to work out.
Well, yeah. Well, he's the spokesperson for Men's Fitness Magazine.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty cool.
That'd be a good gig. I got to do more push-ups, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, and his website is jasoncamerononline.com, too. So if you have a question you want us to ask him, email us at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on Facebook.
I think that would be great.
I would love that.
I mean, we have a long list of questions, but we want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah. What do you want to know? We'll find the dirt.
Wicked popular
show. We'll find the dirt.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And up for grabs, the tool we have is the You Can't Even Buy It Yet.
It's so new, you can't even get it yet.
Dremel 8200 lithium-ion cordless rotary tool.
That you used, last week? Week before?
Week before.
Did some how-to videos for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually figured out a way to cope molding with it. And I'll be honest with you, when I first started using the tool and the carbide wheel for it, I was thinking, this isn't really doing what I wanted to do. What's the deal? And then I worked it out, and I will be darned, it left some of the best copes I've ever done.
Yeah, he was floored. Actually, he came off the video, and he was like, I did, like, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I did such a great job.
Yeah, and I
not on the video, but, like, the coping.
Well, I mean, I can't believe I did such a great job
on
that video.
Well, you're just so handsome and everything.
Man, you're the best-looking guy I ever did.
I really believe you're a carpenter.
And look, Dremel's not paying us to say this, either.
No, they're not, but we let them, though.
Because the thing is, when you cope with a coping saw, you can get it pretty darn close, but you always have to tune it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What I managed to do with the Dremel 8200 was I could pretty much get it right where I needed to be with one operation. And just be careful, you might get good at it.
You might just get good at it. And when do those videos post? Do we know?
No idea.
Okay, well, they'll be up sometime soon.
Yeah.
And we have videos on our website, too.
On our newly redesigned My Fix It Up Life.
Yes, we do. And we have all of our shows, our podcasts, and you can subscribe to our shows on iTunes as well.
Yes, you can. So it will just appear magically in your inbox.
And search for How To on projects that you're working on in your Fix It Up house.
Yeah, you can just find out what we're up to in our Fix It Up house.
And we love it when you post a comment, when you ask us a question, because we know what you're thinking about, and then we'll talk about it on the show and maybe even answer your question on our show, too.
Be part of the show. We've got tools. We've got know-how. We've got celebrities. We've got fun.
We do.
Yeah?
We do.
That's what our show is.
It is. My Fix It Up Life show.
And you know what else we've got? We've got empathy for you because we're doing it too. Our kitchen's been torn apart. We got a roof to come off and a roof to go back
on.
Yeah,
if you have any life strategies of dealing with living inside your own remodel, please share them with us. Post pictures of your projects on our Facebook page.
Email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Why you want to win the prizes that we have up for grabs.
Oh, we've got cool prizes up for grabs, too.
Check us out online at myfixituplife.com.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, too.
And Facebook, and tune in next week for My Fix It Up Life.